Is the market crashing? Or a better question, is it finished crashing? Because we know it's already sold off a lot. We'll be talking about that question and the answer to it in this episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Stay tuned. It's Mark Yeagy here, Wealth Architect and Lifestyle Investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. This is going to be more of a video, but I'll try to, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to try to walk you through what's going on with the major indexes and some stocks that all seem to be crashing. Now, you probably know that when a crash starts to happen, it happens everywhere, right? It's not just one stock getting sold off. It's a series of stocks. It's a series of other assets. It's all the assets, people raising money because they just don't want to lose money. And additionally, there's a systemic issue. When there's a little selling, that can, the market can handle it. When there's a big issue, a systemic issue steps in and takes place. For example, if you're on margin, if you're leveraged, and that's where all these problems always start, is if you're leveraged, you start to get margin calls from your broker. Your broker says, hey, you borrowed too much money. The asset's not worth it enough. You either need to bring us more money or we're going to sell the asset. So that starts the selling. If it started happening at the big money level in the hedge funds and the pension funds, which is where I suspect it's been happening for the last 6 months, pensions are in trouble. They're underfunded. We're going to have to bail out the pensions. And the hedge funds, some of them are just closing their doors now. And some of them are down 75%, like Kathy Wood's ARK Invest. Unfortunately, it's down 70% or more. So everybody's getting hammered. And when they get hammered, people start to freak out. They fear and they start to grab their money. And that's okay. But it exacerbates the selling. It accelerates it. And then those people are now scared. They're on the sidelines like, oh, are we done selling? And those are the exact opportunities where the big money swoops in and starts to buy. And by the time those other people that are scared on the sidelines realize it, they've missed a 30%, 40% run up or more in the market. And then they jump back in, but they're usually missing the big part of the beginning. So let's kind of go over some of the indexes that are out there that are of note. So let's start with the NASDAQ. Now the NASDAQ and all this stuff started to happen around Thanksgiving last year. That's around when Jay Powell said, yeah, we're not going to be too afraid of raising rates. We were wrong on our call that the inflation was transitory. First of all, I don't know why we'd ever believe him about anything because he was wrong. The guy is running the world's money and he says, I was wrong about transitory inflation when several months before he goes, inflation is transitory. It's only going to be here for a little while. It's coming and going. It's not, don't worry about it. And then yeah, basically he admitted that he was wrong. I think he lied. I think he knew. Like if I knew, how come this guy didn't know? Like if you knew what you were paying at the grocery store, how come this guy didn't know? How come this guy thought, oh, it was transitory when you and I both knew that we heard that there were supply chain issues at the same time. We knew that we're printing all this money and, oh, it's just transitory. Then they try to blame it on Vladimir Putin. Like, you know, like nothing ever happened inflationary before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. It's like we're being fooled, everybody. So let's pay attention. So November 26th is the peak of when it started to happen. And so if you look at the NASDAQ, it went from 16,000 to 12 at the peak, right around that end of November period, and it started a steady decline. It had first had a small decline, then a bounce, and another bigger decline, and then a bounce, and then a third drive down, and then a bounce. And a lot of people think the third drive down is the last one. But when there's a big sell-off, it bounced up to its 200-day moving average, and then it just went crazy down, like been straight down ever since. And now are we getting a bottom? I don't know. There's going to be a bottom at some point, but the NASDAQ is down 31% from its high. 31%. Now, a lot of people were running around thinking that they were great investors over the last several years because the Fed was pumping money into the markets. And then in the last year, they find out that they're not that great of an investor, right? And they're getting hammered for 31%. Well, that's fine. Well, I guess they made 29% last year. So maybe 31% is not so bad. But 31% is of a bigger number now. So they're now underwater. The Dow Jones is not too different. It looks the same. It hit a high of 37, right about 37, let's call it. And it's now down below or right around 31,000. So from 37,000 to 31,000, that's lost more than 20%. And that's strong because it's got the big, you know, industrial companies in there. It's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's only 30 stocks, but it's got the big ones in there. that reflect all the defense spending and maybe even some of the oil spending, some of those big ones that are, you know, being propped up by the Russian-Ukraine problem. The S&P 500 index, a bit more broad. The NASDAQ is technology. The industrials is what I just said. And now we have the S&P 500, which is just kind of a smattering of 500 stocks through all kinds of things. From 4818 all the way down to 3800. I mean, that's about a 25% decrease, right? So it's 25 to 30, no matter how you slice it on all of these things. But no asset class is immune. So if you look at gold, gold on November 26th was 174. It ran all the way up to 193, which is about 10%. And then from 193, it spiked up, had a gap down, spiked down, came down, and now it's right around 170. So it hasn't done anything, but at least it hasn't lost really a lot of money. It's kind of held on to value while everything has really lost money because everybody went to that safe haven of gold. Now, when things start to improve, they're going to use that safe haven of gold as a cash asset, and they're going to put it back into stocks because I can tell you, I believe that the Fed is going to start putting money back into the economy. Look, they've never stopped. Let's be honest. They've never really stopped. Hey, let's send $40 billion to Ukraine. Let's do $2 trillion for Build Back Better. Like they're printing money like it's going out of style, but they're just not telling you. And then let's take a look at the treasury bond. Now, this is a travesty because I've been telling people for a while that we are in a 40-year bull market in treasuries, which basically means that as they lower rates, right, money floods into treasuries that go up. But when rates go up, treasuries start coming down. And so since November, which is when they spiked right around December 1st, somewhere around there, 155.12, on the treasury index that we're looking at, the TLT. And then now it's below 120. So bonds, which are supposed to be that safe money, I don't know why people think it's safe anymore because the Fed manipulates it, but you know, they start at 155 and then they start saying where they're gonna increase rates. Well, when they're telegraphing that, everybody starts to sell bonds. Now here's the issue with bonds. When you raise rates, people would rather put money in new money that has higher rates. And they start to sell off the older money with lower rates. And so the treasury bonds are starting to become a source of cash. Well, they've gone down 30%, just about 30%. And that was because they've been in a 40-year bull market. I think that bull market is over. I think we're in a major bearish market for the treasury. I think it's not safe money anymore. We're losing our credit as the reserve, world's reserve currency status. Lots of systemic problems are happening in the treasury market. And that's going to hurt the pension funds. Because the pension funds put a lot of their money in the market. And everybody, if you're investing in treasuries, I'm sorry, because you got sold a bill of goods by hearing that it was safe money and that you get your 2.5%, your 3%, whatever your treasury is paying you. But don't worry, you get your money back at the end. But if you put your money in at 155, let's call it on the index, and now you're only getting back 120, who cares that you made 3%? You're down 30, right? So don't listen to people when they tell you that it's a safe haven to put money in gold. It's a safe haven. Listen, when somebody says safe haven, you need to start doing your due diligence. You know what I always say, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. And if you just listen to some salesperson that tells you that treasuries are safe, you have yourself to blame. I'm sorry, but the truth hurts sometimes. But you shouldn't just listen to me. You need to take control of your finances, guys. This is your money. They're going to be long gone on their, you know, driving their BMW and, you know, living on a yacht on the money that they charge all their clients every year. But you're going to be the one that's taking all the risk. That's the problem with this whole model, right? Even Bitcoin, by the way, and I'm a big Bitcoin fan long term, short term, it's a source of cash because it's speculative. It's a technology. So people were using that. And since November, it also topped and it's gone down about 60% or maybe 50%. So it's getting hammered. Let's talk about some individual stocks. So I'm going to start with Tesla. Tesla is one of those stocks that everybody loves until they don't, right? And so Tesla is an amazing stock. They're growing like crazy. They got a huge backlog of orders. Like they're not doing anything wrong. The stock hit 1243 right around the beginning, middle of November, 1243. It's now trading in the 600s. It's about 600 and I don't know, 660, something like that. So it's lost about 40, 45% as well. So Tesla, it's, you know, it's been on a really choppy path, but it's lost some money. The next one I want to talk about is Apple. I'm going to talk about all the FANG stocks, all right? Apple, So Apple hit a high of 182 right around January. It was 182 in December also, but it really didn't lose much value. It actually held up really well until just the last couple of weeks. And Apple has gone from 182 down to 139, 137 actually. So it's lost, you know, roughly, I don't know, 35 points. And it's in, you know, 40 points, something like that. So it's in some serious trouble. And I don't like the chart on Apple right now anyway, but it is a source of cash and it's been holding up better. So I suspect that if the market keeps selling off, now they're going to go to their Apple and say, well, Apple is worse now. And I've already gotten all my money out of my other stock. So I guess I have to sell off some of my Apple. Netflix is just a devastation, right? It went from 700 in November of last year to now it's right around, what is it, 186. From 700 to 186, it's down about 75%. There's a lot of stocks, by the way, that are down 70, 80, 95, 90%, something like that. There's a stock called Upstart that went to 400. It's now at 40. It's down 90% from the high. You know, there's lots of stories that you don't hear about. You just look at the indexes and they're horrible as well. Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. And the last one I'll talk about is Facebook. And Facebook, you know, which was doing great, Zuckerberg was, you know, buying Instagram and doing all these things. Since then, they've done nothing but get hammered. Apple has introduced a privacy thing on their phone. So they can't, Facebook can't really monetize the data, your data that they're selling to other companies as easily on Apple. And Apple has about 35% of the market. And so that has really hurt Facebook. Plus, they're making some major errors in their tactics. And it's starting to show up in their stock. So that stock's gone from 384 all the way down. It's now trading at 193. So it's lost 200 points off of 384. So it's down huge. So my point here, guys, is are we in a crash? Is the crash over? My suspicion is we're really close to the bottom. Well, I could tell you this. I don't try to predict markets. I never could, never can, nobody can. But I could tell you that when stocks and bonds and everything is selling off and it's down 30%, at some point the bargain hunters come in and the big money bargain hunters come in, the big, huge money hedge funds and the big brokerage firms and the JP Morgans, and they start to buy, right? And they know that Jay Powell is probably going to end this charade of acting like he's going to raise interest rates when he gets a couple of reports in a row that inflation is abating or the job market is not improving. And so they know that. They know it early and they're going to get in early and you got to watch when they get in. So I suspect we're closer to the bottom than closer to continuing the sell-off. We have been through a crash. It's a 30% to a 50, 60% crash, depending on what you're in. Is it over? I don't know. I think so. I think it's close to being over. And I will tell you that you should start getting your watch list ready because the Fed is going to start printing money again at some point, and it's going to sweep that market back up. Otherwise, we go way down the other side, and I don't think anybody's ready for that, or I don't think anybody really believes that that's going to happen. It could. But I wanted to bring you up to date because there's a lot more happening behind the scenes than they give us credit for. They tell us we have to do our own homework, and if you start to understand why the markets are down, you start to understand that people are running for the exits, right? Everybody's selling. Margin calls, big money selling, hedge funds are selling, pension funds are probably going to be the next big balloon to burst. And once all that stuff starts to happen, you got to get out of the way. And I suspect this was the beginning of that. I think we get swept back up, but I think we're in a very long-term bear market now. I don't think we're going to get those all-time highs that we've gotten for a while. We've got to get rid of all the selling pressure that's going to be, you know, clogging up the market over the next few months and maybe even years. So hope that helped you. That is my take on the market crash that's happening here in this first and second quarter of 2022. Hope it helps you, and I hope to see you on the next edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.